This is HPR episode 2747 entitled, Checking Oil. It is hosted by Brian, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, checking your oil may not be so simple.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Greetings. You're listening to Hacker Public Radio. This is Brian. I don't really have anything to talk about today, so you, the listener, are going to be at an advantage because you already know what this episode's about, it being in the show notes and in the description by our friend the robot at the beginning. But there's a call for shows, so I'm recording one. Let's see. I guess the only interesting thing recently, this week at work, I'm a mechanic, and I get to work, there's this old 70s, 73, 74 Porsche 914 sitting in the driveway, and I'm not sure what the deal is with it, so I ask, and they tell me, I don't know, check the oil. And I go, well, to check the oil, I want to start it. What's the deal with it? Because it rolled off a tow truck I could see on the ticket. And I'm told that the vehicle was delivered, purchased, and then delivered, and then driven off of the trailer, parked in a garage, set overnight, and then in the morning they checked the oil before starting it and found no oil on the dipstick, so they added oil, and then they started it and they had what they said was the largest oil spill that they'd seen in their shop. It was coming out everywhere. Okay, so they turn it off, throw it on a tow truck, send it over to our shop. This is another shop in town, mind you. So when I get that information, I realize, well, that's just unfamiliarity. Sounds like a reasonable thing to do. Check the oil before you start the car. Unfortunately, this 914 had a 75 911S motor in it, 2.7 liter. You check the oil when the vehicle is running at idle and at temperature to get an accurate reading. The motor itself doesn't hold enough oil, so there's an external oil tank, and it needs to be pumping and circulating for your dipstick to be reading properly. I drain the oil. I say, I'm going to drain this oil, see how much is in it. I bet he overfilled it. He said it's spitting out. It's going to find every weak zone it can. I pull 16 quarts of oil out of this motor, which is a lot. The motor does hold 11.6, approximately, depending on the lines, because they're all customed, because the vehicle, this motor doesn't go in this vehicle. Then it won't start. Click, click, like the starter's bad. So I investigate, the solenoid's a little loose, I replace it. The starter looks brand new. I don't know why the solenoid was loose. It wouldn't tighten. So I pulled the whole thing off and I removed it and I reseated it, didn't see anything wrong, and then it worked. But the motor wouldn't turn. I put my wrench on the crank pulley. The motor will not turn. It's totally hydrolocked. Cylinders are full of oil. I can't pump it. So I pull the spark plugs. I pump another quart or so of oil out of the cylinders. I clean up the plugs. I'm not going to bother changing them at this point. But I clean them up. I put them back in. I get it to fire. Another quart of oil or so out the tailpipe. Things missing. And, backfiring. And figure it's going to for a while until these cylinders clear out. Which isn't going to be an easy thing. But he just wanted it running. So I put 10 of those quarts back in. After a bit of tuning, messing with the timing, new plugs, replaced a couple the different wires that we saw here and there. The thing hasn't been well maintained. In my mind, there's a reason people sell these cars. But I do get it back together and deliver it to him, and he was happy. I got $100 tip. So that was a decent day. So, dear listeners, have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.